Brothers and sisters，
我今天又来讲一个题目，我曾经有提过，但是也讲过一次，那是去年曾经讲过的，就是信心。
I'm going to talk about a topic that I've mentioned and talked about actually last year, which is faith.
Yeah, 今天我不过是在稍微更深一层的引入啊，讲的信心，因为我实际上要概括的话，我就想用一句话就可以概括我们今天所讲的一个主题，就叫义人必因信得生。
I'm going to go talk about it on an even deeper level, and I'm going to open with the verse. The summary, which is that the righteous are triumphant by faith.
The righteous should live by faith.
The righteous should live by faith.
我想，因为大家可以回想一下，就是大家在这地方，大家都是已经几十年的老基，好多人都是几十年的老基督徒了。然后或多或少就说这一路走过来有很多认识和体会，你可以让我们稍微回想一下，就什么东西在我们人生这十七度的生涯过程当中什么东西最重要。
And so we've all here been Christians for many years, tens of years even, and so we can think back into our experiences. What is the most important thing for Christians?
Yeah.就说你在你想在你看看就想一想看就我们一生哦，我们之所以是这个基督徒到今天到直到今天你发现你回头想一想什么东西最重要，因为那个东西你如果不清楚的话，好像你很可能走了半天还是有点在可能就是要原地踏步，好像是进步很有限啊。
So we need to think back to what is the most important thing, because if we don't know that, then we kind of just stay in the same place.
我们先看一个地方来看看，就说我们先看一个地方来，我们再一点点来慢慢探讨这个，这个话啊。来，我们先看诗篇九十篇。
Let's start by reading Psalm chapter 90.
Yeah. 诗篇九十篇是摩西讲的一个人的一生啊，他因为你看啊，他是写说。他主啊，世世代代叫你世世代代做我们的基础，诸山未曾生出，地和世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。他知道像神是神，可是他接下来就说，他你是人的归于尘土，我说你们世人要归回你，你在你看来，千人如过去的昨日，又如夜间的一根。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡觉，早晨他们就生长香草，然后。早晨它发芽生长，晚上就收割枯干了，就它我们都因你的怒气怎么就消灭了，因你的愤怒而惊慌。他你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，将我们的隐恶放在你的目光当中，我们过去日在你的震怒之下，我们年岁好像一声叹息。
And so in Psalm 90, Moses talks about the life of man. Should I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So it says, Lord.You have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turned men back to dust, saying, Return to dust, O sons of man. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass in the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered.We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.你看他摩西当他是在想回想自己的人生回想我们的人的人生的时候，他发现就是说人生命真的很短暂，然后呢就是而且你人生的不但短暂更加就是说他们都没有意识到原来我们在活在一个神的震怒当中，就是说他的一生啊就像一生啊就好像就劳苦愁烦转眼就成空了。然而他这时候他提到就是说他的第十二就是说他求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，也就是说我们怎么样知道我们人生的意义和价值呢，就 要知道，求你指教我们，知道怎样所上自己的日子，好叫我们怎么样得到智慧的心。
And so here Moses says that shows that you know our lives are truly short, and that you know it's like where it says that our days pass away and that we live with a moan.
Yeah, and then verse 12.
Oh, okay. And then in verse 12, he's asking, God, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
Oh, 我们不需要再具体讨论这一个诗篇啊。但最重要一节，我就想要大家知道，就是说，因为他摩西发现，就是说，我们要求神教导我们要怎样来数算自己的日子，好叫我们有智慧。就我们要智慧，这个中文翻译成就是说，好叫我们得到智慧的心。
And the most key point of this is, verse 12, which he asks to teach us to number our days, and so that we gain the heart of wisdom.
什么叫智慧的心啊
？So what's the heart of wisdom?
我们都你一讲到智慧，我们大家都很容易知道，就是那在那个，在那个箴言有很多地方告诉我们什么叫智慧。在箴言里面很清楚，大家都讲我们在世上生活的时候，大家知道要有智慧，要有才智，你这样的话就可以就知道该怎样来行啊。
And so what is the heart of wisdom? Well, we know in Proverbs, there are many places where it talks about what is wisdom and how to get it.
但很稀奇一点，就像箴言告诉我们说，真智慧是什么样？是认识耶和华。
And in Proverbs, it says that the true wisdom is through understanding and knowing God.
认识知，就说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Chapter 9, verse 10. Okay, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding."
Yeah.所以告诉我们说，他说你智慧开端于就是你对这位神开始有敬畏，或多或少有点认识的。可是呢，就是你要不断的继续，然后就认识他了，那才是有真正的，就是说你开始有聪明了。
Yeah. So it says that the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord, but you have to continue to understand it and know it, in order to develop it.
所以我记得我就大概是一年前的事情了就曾经我才讲过一个叫信心，因为我为什么讲信心呢？因为你要认识一个人的话，最重要是什么？是要认识他的心。
And so a year ago, I talked about wisdom and, about faith. And why did I mention it? I realized that to really understand someone, you have to.
也就是说你，我们讲认知人知面，你不知道他的心的话，你并不真的知道他一个人。
To really know someone, you have to understand their heart.
我们这个人就真正代表我们这个人，代表我们真实的情况会如何。
And it really shows our true condition.
那个认识就是说，是我们这个认识，就是我们这个认识，就是实际上就我们有另外一个词，就叫 in the man， 就你这个人到底心性如何，就是你要真的了解他，他是他里面的这个心境。
And understanding this person is equal to understanding their inner man.
可是呢，但我们也同时要发现，就是说，你要作为一个基督徒来说，你的原来你自己都不认识自己。当你认识神了以后，你才发现我们这个人怎么样？原来我们的原来的人，我们本性就是原来那么败坏，就说非常诡诈，都不知道我们自己都不明白认识自己。直到我们认识神以后，我们才发现，哎，我们慢慢好像心怎么改了？突然感觉到我们在神面前有一个。就说有个智慧心的，就说诚实在神面前，然后就知道，就说，知道，就说我们的慢慢在神面前受教，以至于我们知道我们这个人的来龙和去脉。
Yeah, and even in the beginning, we don't even really know ourselves. It's only later when we start to realize how flawed that we are.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah, okay.
讲到就是说，也就是说，我们这个人真实的生命光源就取决于你这个 inner man， 也就是说，你这个人的真实的信心如何。
So we really need to know our inner man and our true inner condition.
我们看啊，罗马书第一章来看了这个就是保罗有一个很简单，就是简单 summary， 有一个很简单的一句话，但是那句话是我们是可以帮助我们看到就是一个重要的 一个 information 啊。
So let's turn to Romans, where we can see a summary by Paul.
罗马书第一章第十六节，十六节十七节啊。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要又救一切相信的人。这义先是犹太人，后是犹太人。看这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，因为神的义正在这福音上显出来。这义本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile.For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
知道就神，我们这个福音啊，我们在讲是神，是原来就我们以为好像这个好像福音是不是个 good news 嘛的？但是你说这居然很稀奇说，当你相信他的时候，这个就是这个神的福音啊，是好像一个 information 之类的。哎，这个东西居然可以是成为神的大能，能救我们一切相信的人。
So here is talking about faith, and the gospel, and how when you, know it, it will be revealed and it will save us.
你看，这个信居然能够怎么样，把你从死，我们本来死在过犯罪里当中一个人，居然从灵魂从死变为生。
And the faith can actually save our spirit and change us from the dying to the living.
哎，很有意思，什么？接下来第十二、十七节上，神的义正是在福音上显明出来的。神的义就，我们不知道什么叫什么能够叫好得着要在神的义。哎，这是因为这福音上已经显明出来了。这什么？这义本于信，以至于信。
And so in verse 17 it says, "For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that." Is by faith from first to last.
就是说，你最初起于好像是相信，但以至于在更深一层的什么确信。
So first you believe, and then as you go deeper, it becomes true and true
conviction.
Conviction.
也正如经常说什么，义人必因信得生。
And here it says the righteous will live by faith.
这个中文翻译啊，就是没有英文表达的那么清楚。中文翻译叫义人必因信得生，但实际上的原文叫做 righteous 是什么？是 live， 叫 live by faith， 就是因信而生活。也就是说是活出你的信心，把你的信心在生活当中来彰显出来。
So here it says that you need to live out your faith and have your faith shown throughout your daily life.
这就为什么说，我就说这个信心啊，就是信心啊，真的是就是我们每个人信仰基督的这成长过程当中，你会发现有每个人信心大小不一样，因为平常我们都看不出来，大家都一块嘛，就有人家信用就像在公交车里人很多的时候挤在一块的时候，你不需要做服什么，因为有人把你挤着，你不会有危险的。可是当人少的时候，就是说那个车子震动的时候，你就发现就很容易被摇动了。
So faith, like typically you can't really tell, like, and also when you're in large numbers, you might
crowded
large numbers, you might not be too affected, but when numbers get lower, you become shaky.
一点。你看啊，我们平常我们在生活如果很平静的时候，你怎么样？你觉得好像很有信心，不错，就是说神在祝福我。可是你当你这个困苦患难临到你的时候，你就立刻就发现每个人就说哇，就情况不一样了。有的人就说他居然能够安稳，能够靠主，信靠主，能够就站立得稳。而有的人怎么样，就他有很多抱怨，有很多软弱，然后就是有很多事情发生了。这就显出就是我们的发现，就是当试炼来临的时候，我们就看出原来我们就说功课学习的程度如何，就像考试一样，马上就显出来了。
And so, you know, when everything is going well, maybe our faith is pretty good. But then when we meet challenges and difficulties, then maybe we'll start complaining. And so this is somewhat like a test to show, you know, what the true condition is.
但是我说啊，就是说我们基督徒 基督徒，我们就用很多人都称呼自己，号称为自己是基督徒，但我们不知道到底一个人，就是说他说他信，但是我们不知道到底，我们怎么知道他到底真的是不是呢？
And so many people say that they're Christian, that they believe, but we don't really don't know, the true reality.
因为但是那个雅各书讲得很清楚的，如果你有真实的信心，怎么样，你一定会活出来不一样的生命。
In James it says that if you have the true faith, then you will live it out.
如果你是有信心，但你没有行为，就活不出那个信心来的话，那你的信心是死的，对吧？
And if you have faith, but you're not, if you have faith but you're not able to live it out, then your faith is dead.
Yeah, it's not the true faith. 你要知道，就是说在美国，他们统计下来，90%的人。都相信有神 okay.
In America, they found that 90% of people that they surveyed believe that there is God.
但有多少人真是真正的基督徒呢？
But how many of those people are actual Christians?
所以我们今天我要谈的，要想我们要谈的一点，就是我们用一个地方来看啊，看这个东西，看一看就真实的信心应该是怎样。
So let's look and see what true faith.
Looks like, yeah. Looks like. 我们看那个
希伯来书第11章。Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
当我们就首先想到，既然讲是我们是信的话，我们常常会想到讲什么是信，什么是信心，对不对？那信心会怎样呢？就是到了什么样能够描述信心呢？但希伯来说，我们常常问到信心的时候，就因为基本上在这个整本圣经里面，就说很少有像希伯来说直接提出叫信是什么什么，所以往往当我们提到什么是信心的时候，常常会用这一章希伯来说十一章第一节。
And so we often ask ourselves, you know, like first question is what is faith and what does it look like, and Hebrews outlines that.
Yeah.希伯来书第一章第一节，我先读了这一句话，然后我们再去揣摩，然后勾出来我们再想一想，这样的话我们就会慢慢就搞清楚到底是怎么回事。要不然的话，就说我们，因为我们既然是凭信在基督，是义人必须是靠着信心来生活的话，那你必须知道什么是信，然后是什么样的信心，然后在神面前是所接纳的，对不对？
And so we can start with chapter 11 verse 1, and it says like.What is faith and what pleases God?
希伯来书第一章第十一章十一第一节，他讲说，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
And it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
我想每个人刚开始，我想你可能尤其是到现在，我想还是很多人会，你说这是信心的定义吗？
And so many people, even now, could say, "Oh, is this
definition of faith?"
Yeah, the definition of faith.
你看，信，他既然说信是所望之事实底，未见之事确据，那好像是像是定义似的。可是你讲这个内容，这没有讲到信的内容，然后是讲到这个什么？那相信信心的一个特征。
And so it appears that it's talking about the definition of faith. It's revealing the characteristics.
But it's no content, describe the character of faith. 就是说他描述是一个信心的那个特征，那信心特征是什么？就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
So it's saying the characteristics is what we hope for and what we can't see.
因为他讲的是所望之事啊，就是说他英文叫 assurance of hope for, 就 assurance of hope for, conviction of not seeing.也就是说他那个他说的这两句话都是一样的意思，就是说你他将来那个事情虽然你要有所期盼的，虽然没看见，但是你今天是什么好像已经是得到了，虽然是将来要得到的事情，但是今天怎么样你感觉到已经是一个 reality, 是真实东西，你已经拿到手上了。
And so both of these basically imply that it is something that you don't have yet, it is in the future, but it's as if you know you already have it now.
这句话到底说什么呢？是意味着什么呢？为什么会这样说呢？
And so what is this saying? Why does this verse say this?
因为这句话是出自于希伯来书第十一章第一节。你如果上下文要连在一块的话，你就很容易知道为什么讲这句话。
And so this is the first verse of chapter 11. If you look above and below it, then you'll start to understand.
原文的意思很有意思，它你要去看原文的话，它有前面在这个计划这个 face 这个 definition 之前，它前面加了一个字叫 now， 叫现在。
Oh, and then if you look at the is it English version?
Yeah, English version.
Then you'll see that before the word faith, it says there's the word now.
也就是说它。他那个原文他说 ，now the faith is assurance of the hope for, a conviction of the not seen。也就是说，他现在他信是吧？是所望之事实底，未见之事确据。
It emphasizes the word now。
Yeah， 他特别强调是一个 now。为什么？为什么叫 now？ 他到底这个意味着什么？就是说你要看哦。他希伯来说讲这句话的时候，像 now， 他是在这之前，是已经有十章的内容在 present of gospel。
And so why does it emphasize the word now? Well, if you look before, there's 10 chapters that talks about the gospel.
Yeah, gospel. 他这句话实际上意思是什么？因为神就是因为神所应许的已经成了。就神有很多应许，但是应许我已经他前进已经部分已经应许了了，应许了的已经看了很清楚的成了。那么以至于我们再看再往前面看还没有成的呢，好像什么已经事实一定会成的，我们是确信他一定会成的。
And so before it talked about all of God's promises, and here it just emphasizes that all of these will happen.
Yeah.也就是说他这个这讲的话信心他就感觉到就所望之事实未见之事确据是针对神的话神的应许所说的。
And so all this talking about being sure of what we hope for and certain what we do not see is referring to believing God's word.
Yeah.The object is 那个就是他讲那个内容的对象是意思针对神所他的应许。
The objective of this is on.
所以你要看到这为什么他，也就是说他已经他说这个话是因为前面有个 presentation， 到现在什么发生事情发生了，以至于我们才知道哦，这个事情将来怎么样是肯定的。OK.
So it says this because it's referring to what has been said in the past 10 chapters.
那么前面他这个十一章，他前面这个第十，前面希伯来书十章，我们在没继续之前我们必须要回头看一看，就稍微简单的叙述一下。这个前面我们一下手表，对不起，我看看时间啊。OK， 前面就说那个十章里面他讲了什么，就稍微要说看一下，这样的话我们才知道就下面该怎么该怎样。
So let's look back a little bit to chapter 10.
这前面十章他讲什么？因为他希伯来书所写给的对象是什么？是希伯来人，也就是说他们是在或多或少是对犹太人基督历史就是比较清楚的一群人。
And so chapter 10 is addressing the Hebrews, so they're Jews and they have familiarity with the history.
Yeah. 因为他们在他们这个犹太人他们这个成长过程当中他们都很清楚知道就他们有一套很完整的系统叫 ceremony system, 就他们的礼仪系统。
And so the Jews, you know, when they're growing up, they're very familiar with the ceremonial system.
那个礼仪系统一个最主要的一个东西是什么呢？就是那个就是说他们那个 temple. Okay.
And the critical part of this is the temple.
Yeah. 你要知道，他们当时所看到的那个 temple 只不过实际上是所罗门所建的，然后之后回来以后重新重建的。可是呢，那个是什么呀？是 follow 以前最初的那个就是那个摩西的那个 temple.
And so the temple they had was the one established by Solomon and then later on fixed and based on Moses.
Yeah. 他们所承接的全都是什么 Mosaic law, 就是摩西的律法。
It was all based on the Mosaic law.
摩西的律法基本上来说你去看啊，基本上来说就它基本上分三块就它要中核心内容是什么，就是十诫。
So there are three pieces of this, and then there's
three
the
parts,
three parts of it, and then there's also the
center part of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
他就说 神给他们要求说是的，他实践告诉他们，这就是他们就所跟他们所立的约。可是呢，针对这实践的话，神就下面又搞了一些有礼仪系统，而这礼仪系统是告诉他们，就说应该怎样怎样怎样的和他与神亲近。然后之后呢，也告诉他们，就说因为这个实践的原因，告诉他们人与人之间关系该怎么样的，该怎样来行。所以他一看上去，他变成就说有一个就是 moral law， 就是我们讲的道德标准。然后一个 civil law， 就是我们行事为人的一些最基本的准则。然后呢，还有一个是 ceremony law， 变成什么呀？就是一个整个礼仪我们该就好，我们是所要遵循的。
Yeah, so there's a moral, civil law, and a ceremonial law covered by the Ten Commandments and how to approach God and people.
你要知道，希伯来书作者他告诉他们说，你知道吗？那个就是那个礼仪系统，他们都就是你可以知道就是。虽然你们的那个摩西律法里面有很多内容，但是你可知道那个礼仪系统到底意味着什么？
And so in here is talking about how referring to you know the Mosaic law and the
ceremony law. What does ceremony law mean? 你要知道，他那个礼仪系统在摩西造会幕的时候，他是根据神在山上指示他的一个 pattern 做的。
And so when Moses was designing the ark,
his temple design.
Oh, the temple. The temple. It was based on what God had instructed him
in the mountain. 他说根据那个 pattern， 那个 pattern 呢？那个 pattern 有摩西那个以西布兰书上那个 pattern 什么？真正讲了 pattern 以后呢，怎么样？必须一个 reality 在那地方，对不对？那真正 reality 什么？是在天上。
And so this pattern that was described to him, there's an actual reality.
It's in the heaven,
which is in the heaven.
他告诉了这个礼仪系统是让你看到我们这个人怎样能够与神和好。
And this, I guess, ceremonial
system,
law is showing you how you can be like.
Yeah, approach God.
Yeah, approach God.
你看他们要。你想想他们怎么样要去要他们人要进入跟神进接近神怎么样他们必须要有个代赎的。
And so to approach God, you need like
sacrifice animal, substitute, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
哎，那个代赎的呢是必须要经过一个 priest， 就是那个叫祭司，那个祭司然后拿了以后，然后什么他要再进入圣所。在进入至圣所。
And so the priest has to take the sacrifice, the offering, and then has to go into like the holy place.
Yeah. 你看到他整个像 ceremony system 基本上就 point out 两个点是：第一个就是是一个 substitute for your sin, die for you， 就是为着你的罪的缘故，他必须要一个死。他用了动物的血代表着他，你的代表着那个替赎的生命，就。然后呢，有这是第一个东西。第二个东西是什么？是祭司，他有一个 mediator， 要把你带到神面前。
And so this process shows us two things: that one that there's the blood and it's like representing the like,
life.
Yeah, life. And then there's second, you need a priest to bring it in.
但是他就敢告诉他们啊，如果这个系统没有问题的话。那么就总归有一天会结束的，也就是说成全了，你就把你最终带到神面前去了，对不对？
And so he's talking about how if this process was perfect, then one day would end, it would bring you to
you consult to God. 但实际上是什么？没有，一直在 repeat.
But the reality is it doesn't, and you continually repeat it.
它只是像一个就好像一个系统告诉你，就让你知道你进入至圣所你有罪，你不进不去。
And the system just shows us that there's you cannot enter the holy place.
Yeah,
holy place.
也就是说，你要想更深，它这个整个系统是 point out 将来有一个真实的一个人能够成为那个 substitute， 成为那个 priest， 就成为那个就是代赎的。成为你的这生命的那个替换者，同时呢，他也是和神与真实的帮助你与神和好的一个中介。
And so what it's saying is that in the future there will be somebody who will not only take the place
of your sin,
of sin, sinner praise, but also be able to bring
mediator,
you.
Yeah. 真正的就主那才讲那个耶稣是那一位真实成就者。
So it's saying that Jesus is.
It's a fulfillment of the right picture.
Help this. Help accomplish this.
Yeah. 就说地上告诉你只是一个 shadow， 一个真实。The reality come 就是说，是耶稣这件事情成就了。他来，他是真正的替代担当你的罪，为你偿还罪债。他把自己的这个，你自己的生命，就是那个我们讲的血，他就是自己的生命，怎么样就成就了他，成就了你，我们这些信了的人与神的真实的和好。
So Jesus is the one that will truly accomplish this, and he will be the one that will take our sins and help us be reconciled with God.
哎，这件事情是什么？是在神的创，就是那个在当人犯罪的时候，就神已经在，在那个亚当夏王和对这个对那个在犯罪的时候就已经埋下在他们的就是那个他们包括那个在那个对撒旦的咒诅当中怎么已经埋下了这个种子。
And so, back in Adam and Eve when they committed sin, and they were like
in the curse of to the Satan, so you already embedded this plant in the future. Okay. 也就是说的。就说神所刚开始他说是的他是刚刚开始是的就是说神所应许的最初所创造的天地乃是给人的可是沿着人的犯罪怎么样就是世界变成什么就是 Prince 变成谁啊 Satan、神真正的本意是什么是要给人的难道就说神的旨意就是从此结束了吗
So originally when God created Earth, it was for man, but then when the man, fell, then it became Satan's. So now what happens?
Yeah. 所以啊，实际上是一个整个那个希伯来书书者就表示叫在告诉我们说叫耶神他起初创造的创造人的新意识就为要承受将来的世界的那么虽然好像这个过程因着人的犯罪事情好像就是权力被交换了但是神最至终要成就这件事情而这位成就者是耶稣、
And so in Hebrews is basically saying that when God initially created earth it was for men and even though it looks like the plan was disrupted eventually God will accomplish this plan
神告诉我那个成就的这个计划是什么？就是那个 ceremony system 告诉你，必须有一个为你的罪所代赎的一个代赎者，然后呢，必须有一个 priest。那位现在怎么样？耶稣来了，成就了这事。
And the way that this is accomplished is outlined by the ceremonial law. You need a substitute, and the substitute is through Jesus.
所以当他就说你看啊整个神就说是的我们好像在现在看的时候啊我们再看一点点圣经我们稍微就知道一个这整个故事是怎么过来的希伯来书第二章
So let's
希伯来书第二章
turn to Hebrews chapter 2 to see more of the
第二章第五节第五节到我稍微读一点啊我们所说将来的世界神原来没有交给天使管理天使管辖但有人在某圣经某处说人算什么你竟顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他你叫他比天使微小一点赐给他荣耀尊贵为冠冕并将你手所造的都派了管理我叫万有都伏在他的脚下既叫万有都伏他就没有留下一样不伏他了只是我们还没有见万有都伏在他脚，唯独见那比天使小一点的耶稣。
So in verse 5 it says, "It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking. But there is a place where someone has testified. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than angels." Than the angels, you crowned him with glory and honor, and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that the grace of God he might taste, by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
他说，神讲创造讲的这个天地的话，他没有给天，他就讲没有给天使管辖了。然后他就讲得很清楚，因为圣经讲什么，他人算什么？你顾念他，你见他的世人算什么？你见顾念他，你就微他，你只是叫他比天使微小一丁点，讲赐给他荣耀冠冕，讲就把你将你所造的都送交给他，交给他，叫万有都伏在他脚下。哎，但我们现在还没看到，没看到这一切发生，但是我们怎么样看到一件事情发生了？耶稣，他虽然比天使一小一点点，好像我们看到他的身体就是耶稣，但怎么样？他如今已经是什么样？已经是回到天上了。OK。
And so we see
远超过天使呀。
That's mentioned from 5 to 8. And of this, we've already seen that one evidence, which is that Jesus came and he's back to heaven.
Yeah.就说耶稣回到天上了，我们才知道哦，原来就是这句话好像还是一个小小的缩影，并没有完全完成。但是怎么样，耶稣的出现和他复活的话，我们也知道怎么样，将来这件事必有要成就。
Okay, so we know that Jesus came and he went back to heaven, so we know that there's just part of this has been accomplished, but the rest of it will eventually be also accomplished.
原来他这句话呢，就很显然，就是在那个在后半段，第九九章后半段和第四节就讲得很清楚。这样，他你看是什么？他说他因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他为应神的恩为人人尝到死味。原来他叫了万有。为万有所属，万我所本的，要领许多，要许多儿子进荣耀里去，就他们的元帅因苦难得以完全本质合一的，因为那是叫人使人成圣的和那得以成圣都出于一。
And so we see how it says, Jesus was now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family.
你这句话讲得很清楚，因为耶稣基督的代死，他最后怎么样？他居然成就了一种最终的目标，也就是把人带到神面前，带到神里面了，带到神面前了，就带了人。就要成就了这件事情，哎，原来的 ceremonial system 只是一个 shadow， 就 point out， 就是最终那位成就者。
So it says here that because Jesus suffered death, he was able to bring man before God.
因此，你看，正是因为这样，当然我们还没看到，就说你看下面，因为还没有，只是耶稣出现嘛，就下面还没有其他的怎么样，还没有完全能够成就，是不是？所以正是因为，但是我们看到耶稣成就了，那我们就知道什么？将来的事情怎么样？必成。
And so here we can see that there's more to be accomplished. But because we know that Jesus has come, we know that the rest of this promise will be accomplished.
Yeah, 这样的话我们回过头来再看呢，希伯来书11:1你就大概就清楚了，对吧？因为他只是说的怎么样的。现在既然神已经允许那么大的一个 picture 的允许，他耶稣成就。已经关键那个就 key part 就最重要的一步他已经完成就了，那么剩下的怎么样？必成。
So now this clarifies chapter 11. It shows that since the key part of this, which is Jesus, has been accomplished, we know that the rest of it will also be accomplished.
我们再来读希伯来书11:11这句话，我们再仔细揣摩一下，然后或许对我们更加有帮助。他说。信是所望之事实的未见之事的确据。
So let's reread the verse, which says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see."
他信是所望之事的实底，所望之事的实底，所望之事 hope for， 未见之事的确据，未见之事的确据。也就是说，不管是 hope for 还是未见，这句话就讲什么？就讲到就是说是神的应许。
So regardless, whether it's hoping for or something that we do not see, it's referring to God's promises.
Yeah. 这件事情怎么样？像我们今天因着这个看到这个耶稣所成就的 ，OK， 以至于我们感觉到将来的所有的事情 都是那样确是确实的事情，我们就可以把它 take as reality 和 facts。
And so this shows that since we know about Jesus and what he's done, we know that the rest will be accomplished, and we can take that as reality.
Yeah. 所以你说他这个地方告诉我们是什么？信心，他讲的信心是什么？基本上就是说你信的对象是神，而你这个信心必须是什么？是对神的信心是那样的确实，以致是个是 conviction， 就是确信。
And so it's talking about faith in God and being convicted.
Yeah. 是对神的允许，是那样的一个确实的肯，就确信，就 conviction。你这个确信以至于就是在你生命当中怎么样？你在每天的日常的这个决定决志，你的就是 priority 等等所有的安排上面怎么样，都会反映出来。
And so this conviction affects your life in your way, every way, in your priorities.
他这句话就为什么希伯来说这个希不是或是地方讲这个地方，是因为他前面讲了一句话，就为了进为了解释，就让他们听得明白，就前面就这个前面就是那个希伯来第四章，第四章的和。他说第四章那个你看了他叫对啊我看啊从哪个地方读起啊是吧第四章的实际上是第三十一章三十八节就只是因人一人必因信而得生，他若背后我就不喜欢，我却叫我们却不至于的退后入成人的那等人，那是因信以有信以自己灵魂得救的人。也就是说他就是这种他这个地方讲什么叫解释叫一人必因信得生 ，righteous should live by faith.
And so, from verse 38 it says, "But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him."
他这个地方就说才，他就既然是耶稣已经成就了，所以呢，我们可以就是耶稣成就了那个至圣所的幔子已经敞开了，我们可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
And so, it's saying how since Jesus has accomplished what he has.
The way to the holy holy is already open.
Then the yeah.
正是因为这样的话，就是什么样？就是你是凭我们凭着信来到神面前 ，OK.
It's by faith that we come to God.
所以呢，他就为了进一步讲，你这个讲，因为他们那个在他们老他们的这个就好像在他们成长过程中所受的所有教育，好像他们就一定要靠行为来个得到好处，是的，得到这个好像，这能成就什么？
Previously, you know, it was.
They think it's
they believe that oh, they will
salvation by work, yeah.
Yeah.
但是他就告诉了讲这句话，就是凭信，就是你进入神的应许。这句话并不是什么，对吧？并不是什么是 new concept 的，而是旧约里面早就说人讲，早就讲了叫人什么因信而得生，就 righteous should live by faith。
And so, but now it says that it is through faith, and it's nothing new because it was already mentioned in the Old Testament.
所以他讲这个话以后，他第十一章他举了他过去他们所认识知道的一些就是 example。
And so chapter 11 refers to like words that were already mentioned.
Yeah, the figures they know in the past. 你看啊，他说古人在这信上有了美好的证据啊，在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信，他说我们因着信知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。这样讲，所看见的不是从显然的物所造成的。
It says this is what the ancients were commended for.By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
你看，他首先讲那个经历，第一个讲，我们大家都相信这世界是怎么样，神造的 ，right?
It says here that we all believe that the universe is made by God.
你就突然就会想一想，哎，你怎么知道这个世界是神造的呢？
We can think, oh, how do you know that the world is made by God?
当神造的世界，就说这世界怎么来的，我们不知道。我们生下来就看着这个世界。
We don't know. We were just born here.
Yeah, 这正是因，但是神告诉我们说，这世界是他造的。
But God tells us that this world was created by Him.
Yeah, 因为我们相信神的话，所以我们知道什么？神告诉我们的事实。
Because we believe in God's word, then we know that what He says is the truth.
在整本圣经的第一章的创世纪第一章第一节叫神起初怎么样创造世界。
And this is mentioned clearly in Genesis chapter 1, verse
1. 而且神是借着话说有就有说命立就立。
And it's by God's word. When He said something would be made, it was made.
所以呢，这些他们都说是啊，讲神造世界的时候，我们谁都不在的地方，但神告诉我们了，因为我们相信神，因为我们相信神的话，以至于我怎么样，我们就是 take it as reality, right? 就是 this is 真是 truth.
And so because God said that, then we accept it as truth.
也就是说要我们讲是信啊，这个事情大家都很熟悉。当神告诉我们事情，我们从来没见过的。但是神说的，我们才知道发现的，他神说的原来都是这个是真实的事情。
So we're all familiar with faith, and we can see that what God says, we know that is true.
Yeah. 好，我们在他接下来马上就讲了几个例子啊，对吧？我们看啊，我们就稍微讲两个例子，就是因为我们不想可能花的时间太多啊，对吧？因为他这个地方下面有很多各种各样的例子，讲到就是这些信心以后，这些信心的伟人，当他们信的时候，有说是他们生活当中的时候不同的选择和表现啊。
And so let's look at two examples, two like examples of faith.
有人曾经，所以我实际上我不止一次的碰到有人这样问到类似的问题啊，也就是说，他们都说，你看啊。亚当和夏娃是在伊甸园里，是完全一个 perfect environment， 一个 perfect environment， 他们居然犯罪了。那么我们现在在活在这个好像这个罪恶充满的世界里面，我们怎么可能活在一个好像一个很神所喜悦的生活呢？对不对？
And some people argue that Adam and Eve they were in the Garden of Eden, which was like a perfect environment, and they still sin. So what about us? We're living in a sinful world. How can we live a life that's pleasing to God?
所以我们要看那个例子很简单，你看挪亚，对不对？挪亚，我们看到这个世界，挪亚当时告诉神要，神告诉挪亚说，这世人就心里充满了什么，真正所思都是罪的，他神都感到就是非常 grieve， 就他说我要叫他是他要毁灭这个世界，有洪水，我们知道洪水毁灭世界，但神家。在这之前怎么告诉挪亚，讲让挪亚怎么样告诉挪亚，然后挪亚怎么样在神面前动了敬畏的心，然后以至于他就造个方舟。
And so to counter this we can look at the example of Noah and how the world became very simple and God wanted to destroy the world but by like Noah had fear in God and he built the ark.
你想想哈，挪亚他造了方舟，他方舟造了120年。Okay.
So Noah spent 120 years building the ark.
哎，那个 ark 是很大的，还有一个很大的 project， 他根本自己一个人没法做的。他即使的家人、小孩什么，他们的 wife 他们在加在一块的话，也不足以完成那个 project。
And the ark is a huge project, and even with all his family members, it'd be difficult to complete.
他一定会有雇佣的很多，就其他的所有人来造这件事情。哎，大家都很自然就造这个很大的 box， 人家就很自然就问他讲为什么 ，why？
And so, of course, he would ask some other people to help, and these people would ask why.
挪亚说：“哦，他说神要毁灭这个世界，神因着神的人人世人的罪，神要毁灭这个世界，要下雨，要洪水，要毁灭这个世界。我们造这个方舟呢，是为了要拯救。就我们，你那别人在看啊，这是真的吗？”
And so Noah would reply that, you know, the Lord is displeased and wants to destroy the world, and so the ark will save us.
你看啊，这就是看到信心的不一样。信心看到虽然讲要发生的事情是一个将来要审判的事情，是将来的事情，可是呢在挪亚看的什么，这事是必定发生的事情，所以他因着信，即使在那个罪恶充满世界里面，他仍然是什么做出不同的选择来。 OK
And so this is an example of faith where the judgment had not come yet, but Noah had faith and he knew that it would happen. And so even though the world was filled with sin, he made a decision that was different than other people would.
这就让我们看到，就是说，是的，我们这个人好像并不 perfect， 但是我们在这个世界上仍然过一个得神喜悦的生活，是因为什么呀？因着确信。
And so here it shows that even though we live in a world that's sinful, we can still live according to God through conviction of our faith.
Yeah, 挪亚，你想那么长的时间。OK， 他根本的看，根本就将来事情都不知道，但他因为有这样的确信，所以他能够在这个，他好像他根本就是说他能够就在就是那样的继续往前走，是因为他对神的话是那样的确信。
And so over a long course of time, Noah was able to continue to Yeah, I guess follow God because of his faith.
我们再看另外一个例子啊，你要知道，他希伯来说，这十一章所列第四的这个所显示的这些人哦，这些人他是很有意思。他第一个人从亚伯开始，他没有去想到他亚当和夏娃。亚当和夏娃因为什么？他们看到过神 ，right？ 然后呢，他接下来这个第二代就是没有看到神，所以他下面这些所有这些人都没有 physically see the God， 就没有看到过神。
If we look at the examples that are listed here, it starts with Abel. It doesn't start with Adam and Eve because they had seen God. So it starts with the second generation that had not seen God yet.
他这个里面特别讲了一个很特别的人物叫以诺与神同行 OK.
And so it talks about a particular example, which was the faith of Enoch, who walked with God.
他以诺与神同行啊，他是讲他与神，我们都知道。你讲到与神同行啊，我们都知道，因为我们讲的这个旧约里面啊，叫它啊很多地方的总结讲什么，就是说神所要的是什么呀？神所要的是什么呢？他 okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. When we talk about Enoch, we ask like the question, you know, what is it that God wants?
Yeah. 神所要的是什么呢？行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。Right.
To walk with God, you need to be humble, righteous, and
walk together with
walk
God.
Together with God.
我们这些会这常常会想一点，什么叫 walk with God?
And so, what does it mean to walk with God?
神也看不见，你怎么你都不看个人的话，可以 walk with God 还可以，但神也看不见，你怎么知道 walk with God 呢？
You can't see God, so how do you walk with Him?
他讲的是说。是的，就我们虽然神是虽然看不见的，但是我们是今天有这么多圣经在里面，我们清楚知道讲，他神是什么？他是造我们的神，我们乃是造神所形象造的。神就是他也是一个 person， 由他的 personality， 他的眼目遍察全地，充满万有的人，就是在云南世界，在我们这些人当中，就在我们人当中生活。
And we can't see him, but we know that we were formed in the image of God. There are so many people on this world.
It's 但你没想到，就是说原来我们这位神是什么？是 very personal 的 person， 叫 very personal 的神。
So our God is not like the saying that like, oh, God is far away and up above in the heavens. He's a very personal God.
他神呢，居然我们不去认识太多地方了，就是他管教人和管教整个管教国家、管教个世界，他都一样，就对他来说就是一样的。所以他而且他对一个人的时候，他从远处能看到你的里面骄傲的心。
Because he like governs in the same way.
Each individual or combination.
Whether in individual or combinations, he.
Yeah. 你也在那个地方，我嘴上的一句每一句话你都晓得，
And so King David said that even if I go to like the ends of the earth, like, you'll still be there. And every word that comes from my lips, you also know.
Yeah, 主耶稣告诉我们说，他将来审判时候怎么样？哇，你的闲话都会句句供出来。哇，就是我们今天在我们好像我们神也看不见，我们自己过我们自己生活，没想到我们将来有一天，我们连自己的闲话都要句句供出来。
And so like every word from that comes from our mouth will eventually be like under.
Yeah, it's been recorded.
Yeah, recorded.
Yeah. So, 这就让我们看到，就是说，你不要轻看，原来就是说我神叫神啊，叫我们原来是照神形象所造的，也就是说，神有他的 personality. Okay.
Okay, so,
yeah. 神, so, yeah, 神也像个人，就是这个，就我们人造形象的神也跟人一样的。
Okay, so since we're made in the image of God, God is
yeah,
like
then,
us?
Yeah, it's have personality, yeah.
Okay.
Has a people.
He has the personality.
他有意志、情感各方面什么都有的。
That we have.
所以这就为什么说他那个阿摩斯书讲到，天神告诉我，你怎样能跟神同行呢？除非怎么样？爱人不同心，焉能同行？中文翻英文中文翻译者。
I don't know what that is in English.
Yeah, Amos chapter 3. Yeah, I mean, it's
yeah.
Okay. 翻一下啊，阿摩斯书三章三节 yeah.
Okay.
Amos.
In the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3, it says.Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?
Yeah. Agree, 英文翻译成 agree, 然后中文翻译什么同心。也就是说他们必须要有 common agreement, okay? 然后在你要知道以诺为什么就在这么样讨神喜悦，因为他什么与神同行。他虽然看不见，但怎么样，他知道他确实在我们生命当中。你每天活在神面前，你会怎么样？会 totally different life, okay?
And so why was Enoch pleasing to God? Well, he walked with God. Yes, every day.
你看啊，我们你想想，就我们平常我们自己在各个地方工作，或者在学校当学生啊，老师在和老师不在，你会怎么样？不一样，对不对？然后老板在和老板不在，你会不一样。但你要意识到，你要知道神在和神不在，你会怎么样？你会不一样。
And so we know from our lives that, you know, students are different when their teachers are there versus not. We're different when our, like, bosses are there versus not. And so there's also a difference when God is with us versus God not being with us.
Yeah.
In our behavior.
Yeah. 也就是说我们这个人一旦意识到神就在我们当中，就在我们里面。因为我作为一个信主人，你知道就是说怎么样，我们身体来是神的殿。神与我们同在 ，OK， 那你会怎么样？如果你一旦清楚这件事情的话，你一定会动了敬畏的心。
And we understand that we're the temple of God and God is in us. If we understand this, then we will have a fear of the Lord.
你看，我们来看一个 example 的摩西这个 example， 在希伯来书第十一章那个第二十七节，对，二十七节的。
We look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27.
Yeah, 我们看了，从二十四节这样，摩西因着信长大了，不肯成为法老的女儿，女儿子子，他宁可和百姓同受苦难，也不愿暂时的种植的，因为他看基督所受的凌辱，为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想要得着想往所要得的赏赐。
And so in verse 24 actually, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
他说他因着信二十七节了，因着信离开埃及不怕亡落，他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
你想想看，摩西哦，他是什么？他几乎在那地方就是这样，像是 prince 一样的。 他拥有所有人所向往、所得到、所得不到的。他居然就说：“哎，他宁可和百姓同受苦难，也不愿意享受最终之乐。他看为基督的受的凌辱，比为埃及的财会更宝贵。Why？因为他什么？因为他向往所得到的赏赐，因为他要看到什么呀？这一切都是世上的 ，OK， 不能存到永远的。然而他为了得到永远的，他宁可怎么样舍弃这一切。”
And so it says on verse 25, it says that he chose to be mistreated and then to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time. And so Moses was pretty much a prince and he had everything that most people would want. But he decided to look ahead and focus on the reward because everything else were just things of the earth.
Yeah. 你看，他特别记得一句话，就很有意思的。他不但是在他这个选择上面，他另外还有居然有27节，他说他因着信离开埃及，不怕亡路，因为他恒心忍耐，因为如同看见了不能看见的主。这句话什么意思？
And for verse 27, where it says, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible." What does it mean?
他好像什么？他好像是叫。他因为在埃及，当然他是在40岁的时候，我们那个故事都知道的。但他好像要起义，要去看他弟兄啊。结果后来就是他最初第一天，他发现就是有埃及人要欺负他，欺负来的人，他就把他杀了。第二天去的时候，他突然发现，哎，那些人就是说把这些事情就是说捅出来了。然后呢，他就说他，他就好像必须要离开似的。故事是这样讲的，可是呢，他在这个地方告诉我们说，他虽然离开他了，但呢，他根本不怕亡路。他说好像离开这个地方是什么？他感觉到什么？他是看见如同就看见了看不见的主，因为他知道埃及王的权力多大，他要逃的话，他怎么？他不可能抓不到他的。但是怎么样？他愿意离开，他根本不怕那个王路。原来他认为什么？神与他同在，他知道会安全。
Okay, so the backstory is like Moses, he needed to leave. Should I talk?
Yeah,
he needed to leave Egypt, and, but he didn't fear the king of Egypt, even though the king of Egypt could easily get him.
Yeah. 他说因为他看见了看不见的主，这就是为什么，就是他，这就为什么他那么刚强勇敢。你要知道，摩西在旷野40年，他牧羊40年，很稀奇，你会看见，那个羊不是他的，牧羊了40年。
Okay, so he says that he persevered because he was able to be fearless and persevere because he saw God who is invisible. We also know that he like tended to sheep for 40 years, even though those sheep weren't.
40 years.
Yeah,
it
said
40. The sheep is not
his.
Yeah. 那不是他的，你想想，你要知道雅各他去给他岳父去那个牧羊的时候，7年以后怎么样？他就想着办法，然后搞到最后他自己多得一塌糊涂，比他岳父还要多。你看摩西竟然牧羊40年，从来没想到为自己搞什么。
And so he had tended to sheep for 40 years,
not like Jacob, but, try to get his own.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to describe.
Yeah, that's fine. 也就是说他有很清楚的意向，他知道了神对他的呼召。OK， 这就为什么说他在虽然在那么旷野时间，他每天怎么好像与主同行。OK，
He had a very clear vision of what God wanted for him, and
<Yeah.
S 2> so he's walking with God.
好，我们再看一个例子，我们就因为我们不能再看，可能时间过去了，对不起，我稍微再拖延点时间，把尽量完成掉啊、嗯。然后因为我还要讲两，实际上讲两个例子。讲到信心的时候，我们有两个有个 model， 讲一个就一个 model， 最一个旧约一个最大的 model 是什么呀？Abraham, 对不对？我们看看 Abraham 是如何。
And so when we talk about faith, in the Old Testament, the biggest main model is Abraham.
Yeah, 我们看到 Abraham 他的信心会怎么样啊？你看他这个希伯来书这个地方立了一个故第一个他就他在17节所记载的他所做的一件事情。
So we can look to verse 17.
这样，亚伯拉罕因着信被试探的时候，就把以上献上，就是这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这个儿子，他曾有话说：从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回了他的儿子。
It says, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
你要知道，就亚伯拉罕之所以，这是他亚伯拉罕他信心最高峰的时候所做的一件事情，就神试探他，要他把他的儿子献上，试验他人。
And so this is the height of Abraham's faith, where God tested him to give his son up.
这个亚伯拉罕他清楚知道这是他应许之子，他本来根本不可能得到，然后居然就神奇迹般让他得到了，然后神现在让他献上，他马上就顺服了。那个故事的本身并没有描述他怎么想的，这为什么会这样做，但这个地方告诉我们，就是告诉我们他认为怎么样，他即使神要让他献上，虽然不明白，但是讲神既然是说这是他是应许之子，有所有的应许，他应许将来通过他来传承的话，神会让他从死里复活。
And so Abraham, Isaac was God's promise to Abraham. And when God asked him to sacrifice Isaac, in the story we don't know much about what was going through Abraham's mind, but here it shows that Abraham reasoned that God.Could raise him, his son from the dead, back from the dead.
你看看，这个就是真的是对神的确信，就因着信，他以至于他就是有这样的，有这样的行为。
So this is an example of convicted faith.
好，我们来再看啊，就新约的 example， 就是当我们讲了这么多的，像讲信心是确信，讲信心是在实际上是在好像这个哦，我要稍微提一下，对不起，我这个不能把这个事情很重要的事情漏掉了，就是在第六节好像，他先讲到叫人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为才能得到神面前的必须信有神，且信他赏赐寻求他的人。
And so in verse 6 of this chapter says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
他说你到神面前的人必须信有神，中文翻成有神这个字像挺好的，因为英文他叫 God exist， 就 God exist， 或者中文翻成有神的话，实际上这个某种程度上来说就是也是很好，但某种程度上并不好像并不完全能反映啊。OK, go ahead.
Okay. And so here it emphasizes that if you
come to God, you have to believe
yeah.
God exists.
Yeah.
OK. 对不起啊。因为他讲 God exists 什么意思？也就是说，我们在世上的人都说有各种各样的 God, OK? 但是怎么样？神说那些都不是 God， 只有一位真正的 God。 那个真正的 God 是什么样，就是说他从起初就要 命定最终的结局，那这个真的 God 就在这世上所有讲那么多人的 God， 但是呢他们都没有这个能力，唯独有一位真神是他自己，他存在。
And so here when it talks about God existing, you know, there are lots of gods in this world, but none of them can determine the destiny of the beginning and the end of things. God is a true God is the only one who can do that.
也就是说，我们来到神面前，必须知道神有一位真神，那位神就是我们所圣经里所讲看到的那位真神。他的确就是我们必须按照真理，按照真实的面貌来看待神，来对待神。
And so there is only one true God,、
yeah.
Our God, and we must approach it.
Yeah. 也就是说，我们今天啊，就是我们讲的认识神要干什么？表述说，就我们要一定要怎么样？按照真理 也就是说我们不能随随便便把我们自己认为以为的神加给说是神 OK， 也不能把所有我们说神的时候我们把它曲解了，那都是伪，那就是什么亏缺神的荣耀。
And so we need to base our understanding on truth, because if we don't, then we are not giving God the glory.
我在这地方稍微提一点啊，因为这现在就因为现在这个世界里有很多东西的，就是变得真真假假的。因为他跟你讲的话的时候，大概有80%-90%，甚至95%都是真的，但其中要稍微有一点点就偏差的时候，他最后都是完全错误的谬论的。你有那个是什么？就是那个是我们特别小心的事情。
And so many things on this world, maybe part of it appear is true, but the other part of it isn't true.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, 它因为有80%-90%是对的，所以你看上去好像是真理似的，它居然你不知不觉的被引了，觉得它得完全是个错误的谬论来的。
So, those things might, appear to be true because the majority of it is true.
Yeah. 所以说我这个地方是在提醒你，因为呢现在大家很多人都动不动说的，那么说因为就是最多的就我想讲最多就是什么，就你看啊、哦、书上不管市场也好，很多人讲哦天堂，讲天堂怎样怎样，他们这些人都看过天堂怎么样，对不对？我想你们也看到过这些书，也听到过这样的见证，但是你们要稍微知道一点点啊。他们，我听到这么多版本的天堂，没有一个跟圣经一样。
And so, for example, many people, you know, or books talk about like, what heaven is like.
Yeah.
But none of them match up to what it says in the Bible.
所以我们真的要特别小心，就因为好多东西是他们 personal experience， 但是就我们不能只能 take reference， OK。因为那我只是说就所有明显的事情都记载在圣经里面 OK， 那明显的事情是我们是属于我们的，隐秘的事是属于神，所以我们明显的事情我们所想的都是要与神吻合，如果不一样会怎么样，你会得到叫 consequence 会 follow you OK。
And so we have to base what we know based, on what is revealed to us in the Bible, and if we don't then we'llhave negative consequences.
Yeah, 他说要且信，不但相信要神，相信神要相信他怎么样？是啊，他是要赏赐寻求他人，也是我们知道的，神就是神是我们的赏赐啊。所以正是因为这样，就是我们要怎么样？就是按照真理真实的人要认识他。所以敬拜神的必须什么？要按照真理，叫真理用灵来敬拜他，就。
And it says that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And we also know that,
what's the last part you said? I'm sorry. Truth, yes. Worship God by truth and spirit.
We have to worship God with truth.
In truth and spirit, yeah. By spirit, yeah, okay. 好，我想就说，反正我说要说讲的内容就讲完了，但是我想还有一个最重要一个 example， 我们需要稍微看一下，因为这句话相当于是就是相当于我们是 conclusion， 就是希伯来书第十二章的一到三节啊，这个一到三节的，看我们既有这样子许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们这存心人的奔那前面车。正在前面前头的路，他仰望呢为我们信使创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看修罗无人受十字架的苦难，就并坐在神主宝座的右边，讲那忍受罪人顶所顶这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So let's look at chapter 12, verse 1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw out everything that hinders.And the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God.
当我们讲这个地方，你讲了两个很重要的点啊，就是说，他描述一个基督徒的生活像是什么呀？是一个 race。是个 race， 就是说这个中文翻译者叫奔到前面摆在前面的路程啊，他英文叫 race of faith， 你是凭着信怎么样在奔跑的。Okay.
And so here it particularly describes our lives like a race, and that we need to rely on her faith while running this race.
Yeah, 也就是说，他要既然讲到这个是基督徒生活，他现在是信心，在这个奔跑的信心哦。讲到这个 race 的话，我们都知道 race 一定要是什么样，有个 finish line， 有个 direction， 对不对？就是我们是有目标的。如果你没有目标的话，你跑什么跑？
And we know that in every race, there's a finish line and a target.
嗯，哎，这个奔跑的话，你看很有意思。他告诉你就说，他你要放下各样的重担和容易缠累我们的罪。他是这样，因为这些东西的话会影响你，也影响你跑天路。
And this race is very particular. It emphasizes that we need to let go of things that hinder us and entangle us.
哎，这些东西是什么？重罪的是各样的重担和容易缠累我们的罪，才以至于你是怎么样，就是你不能走到天路，就是很，就好像就是不是那么 productive 的。
And so because of these entanglements and the sin, we're not easily able to run this race.
Yeah, 你看啊、哦，他讲到这信心的 race 啊、哦，他我们在这个地方呀、啊，他讲他我想要搞全，对不起，时间实在是太晚了，不过。So, 几点了？看这 ，OK， 再用五分钟啊，对不起，稍微拖一点点，把这个事情能讲清楚会好一点啊。我们讲的是个信心的这个 race 啊，就好像那个跑步啊，叫跑步，就是那个信心奔跑。在讲奔跑的话，我们最好的例子就莫过就其中我们人肉眼能看到最好的例子就是保罗。
And we talk about the race of faith. A good example to look at is Paul.
我们不去翻圣经了，但保罗他说，他说的，当他回想自己人生时候，他的美仗怎么样？我打过了，我当跑的路跑尽了，哇！
And so, Paul talks about how he's fought every battle and he's run the race.
Yeah, 他说当他在讲这个保罗的时候，你回头他前面讲，他让我斗拳不想打空气的，就怎么样？他怎么样？他是要叫他是要，就讲叫收收，好像这个就打自己的包子，也仗着自己怎么样要服我，就攻克叫攻克己身，叫声服我。Yeah, it's one of the other places he described himself. His race like is to make himself subjected to the God law. 那第二个地方呢，是他讲的，就是说他我忘记背后努力，面前笑着标杆直跑，要得什么？从上神在上面，从上面要得我要我所得的奖赏。也就是他很清楚，他是要得到就是什么 Christ likeness。
And so another place he talks about forgetting what's behind and focusing on what is ahead. To run towards the finish line.
Yeah. 所以呢，让我们清楚看到呀，这就是让我们知道，就是说那些重担和罪会缠累我们的，那是什么？原来我们在那脑脊，脑脊，哎，我们必须有很清楚的目标，就是要让我们最终什么，要以认识神为就是为至宝，以至于我们这个人就是有清楚的目标和方向，然后以至于我们最后在这个寻求过程之后，追求认识当中之后，我们磨成耶稣的样子。
And so here the sin that easily entangles, we find that is our old selves.
okay, that's good enough anyway. 但是呢，他是这，然后呢，他下面就讲仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，就他讲的就是信我们的信心创始成终者乃是耶稣。
And then later on it says that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
对。你要知道，就是说我们这句话在下面才讲的这句话是什么意思啊？他就讲的，他应摆在他面前，并且就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的痛苦，就并坐在神的宝座右边。
And it says that he endured this the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down the right hand of the throne of God.
耶稣是信心创始，是我们信心创始成功者，他自己是信心。信心的一个 best example， OK， 最好的一个 example。
Jesus is the author of faith, and he's also the best example of it。
讲他的一个这个 example 是什么？就是在十字架上，就是他忍受十字架上的痛苦，就最后怎么样？经过十字架，他之后升为至高。
The best example of this is what he endured on the cross.
对，你要知道，就那个十字架哦，这个我们在我们看来啊，就好像就说哦，这主耶稣在十字架上，就好像就是总共就六个小时嘛，对不对？然后六个小时，然后呢，就是前面三小时是人在这进行笑话他，后面三小时大概就是天遍地的黑暗的，谁都走不了。然后之后，然后就说就结束了。然后耶稣就是，但你没想到就说，你要仔细想一想，对吧？耶稣在那个地方所成就是什么？
And so Jesus was on the cross, and he was on there for what, six hours?
Yeah. First 3 hours it was ridiculed by the people, but next 3 hours was in a pitch dark.
Yeah.
And you know, we need to know what it means behind that. 你要知道耶稣来他、啊、sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh. 哦，还两分钟结束了，对。嗯，因为这个地方是关键啊，所以我不想把忽略掉，对吧？因为这个地方，我们讲的这个，讲的这个 best example 的话，实际上是主自己，而主自己的最大信心表现，乃是在经过十字架。
So this is the main point, so we don't want to miss it, because.Jesus is the perfect example of faith, and it was demonstrated when he was on the cross.
主耶稣来在十字架，那意味着什么呀？他来到人世间，他清楚知道他要所要完成的工作，乃是要背负人的重担，偿还神的罪债，要承受阿爸父神的惩罚。
So even before Jesus went on the cross, he knew that when he came down to earth.That his mission and his purpose was to come down and to bear the sins of this world and to pay it all on the cross.
主耶稣他自己在地上时他就讲，他要我的 destruction， 他每天他 destruction so great until the completion， 就是说他在人生他在地上的时候，他一直都是他知道那个审判都意味着什么，他常那件事情常常使得他变得好像 distract。
And oftentimes when he was on earth, Jesus was distressed by the thought of that day because it is a very difficult process that he has to go through.
你要知道的，阿爸父神对罪的要求是什么？肉体的死，灵魂的死。Okay.
Because you know, Abba Father, what his will is in terms of sin, that God said that the wages of sin is both a physical death and also a spiritual death.
他必须要承担这么多人罪，承受那样的结局。Okay, 他 physical death and spiritual death.
And Jesus had to bear all of that, the whole weight of the world's.Sin, you know, to bear that physical death and in a sense that spiritual death as well.
当那个事情马上要发生的时候，主耶稣在克西马利园怎么样？他肉体他觉得他真的就是他不要 ，right？ 但是他要遵他不要照我意思，乃是照阿爸父神的意思。
Yeah, and we know that before going to the cross, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was like he couldn't bear it anymore, and that he asked God to take the cup away, but only if God wills it.
他希伯来书告诉人家，他就要跟神求，要跟人求他救离脱离 spiritually 从那个死里出来。
And that in Hebrews we know that Jesus is praying to God to help him to, God to save him from that death.
他自己在地上更是说，就是他是什么？他没有人取去我生命，他我自己放下的就。OK， 他我自己放下来，我也可以取回来。这是我从父所领受的命令。
Yeah, and Jesus is saying that no one takes his life away, but he gives it up on his own right.
Yeah, 他真是有这样的信心，就承受了那个过程。你看希伯来书竟然告诉我们，他是因着摆在前面的喜乐，也看到就是说那件事情成就之后所带来的那个就是那个荣耀的结果。他怎么样？以至于轻看羞辱，轻看忍受十字架上的痛苦。
And Jesus has such a great faith that, when he saw that here in Hebrews it says that for the joy set before him he endured the cross, he scorned its shame, and then he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
没有人能够从这个从就是你被送到阴间以后能够出来，但唯独耶稣。 Okay.
Yeah, because nobody can raise themselves up from the dead. No one can go to hell and come out of it.
Yeah, 这那个彼得前书第四章那地方记载，耶稣讲他按着肉体他被治死，但是灵魂的话他活了。他虽然进到那个阴，进到那个就是那个就像那个那些魔鬼他们说他们的那个控制的环境啊，叫 domain 啊，叫他的阴那个他们的所在地方的时候，他怎么样？ Proclaimed victory. Okay,他们没办法控制他，然后以至于他就说，他们以为他们最后把主耶稣钉在十字架上，他们得胜了。结果他什么？他就那时候突然主耶稣出现了， proclaimed the victory over them.
So, when in First Peter, chapter 4, Peter talks about how, Jesus, even though he died that physical death,
his
spirit was alive, and in fact, when he was in hell, He overcame the powers of hell and death, and that Jesus proclaimed his victory. And even though his enemies thought they won when they put Jesus on the cross, they were, surprised to find out that that was not the case.
Yeah, 当时三天以后，我们知道主耶稣从死里复活，所以我们知道，就他为我们胜过了死亡，如今在基督里也怎么样，就不再有灵魂的死了。
And so we know that Jesus, he had such a great faith that he overcame death and hell, so that through him we can have this new life.
Yeah. Anyway, 我今天就讲的东西稍微有点拖拉，拉的时间太久了，真的对不起。我希望能控制时间，但是还是没法控制啊。就说 Anyway, 我想稍微要remind，就是我是。 因为我们实在是要知道一点，就是说，希伯来书第十一章第一节和希伯来书第十二章的这个第一节第二节，就正是让我们知道，我们作为一个信心生活者，你所需要 achievement 的 level.
Again, I just want to remind all of us. The importance of Hebrews 11 verse 1 and also Hebrews 12 verse 1 and 2 of what it is required of us for to have this faith.
我们必须要就这个是确信和这归纳前面道路是要经过什么样努力才能得到的。Okay.
Yeah, and what it tells us is that we have to work hard and persevere and endure to obtain it.
Yeah. 也就是说，正如希伯来书别的地方讲，天要因着信进入安息，但是我们要极力进入安息。Yeah,
so that's why in other places it talks about how we can have hope to enter that salvation, that place of salvation, but we should also work out our salvation with fear and tremble.
最终这样一句话是 in summary 就是 righteous should live by faith，就是义人怎么样？ 是生活什么？是靠着信心来生活的，来活出那个信心来。But
a summary for all of this is that the righteous should live by faith, which means righteous people have to take that faith and live it out.
Yeah, 感谢神，对不起，我们做个简单祷告。父啊，谢谢你，相信你在各样的事情上，你在不断的引领造就我们，赐给我们一个受教者的心，好让我们在你面前真知道、真认识你，以至于我们真的是活在，活在与你同行的那种光景里面。正如约翰福音所说的，让我们行在光明当中，如同你在光明当中，让我们彼此相交，与你同住同行。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
谢谢主。